Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Hi, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1035. Yes, we are back after taking a week off. This is your host, Danny. And also joining me, we have Paris here. What's going on, Paris?
What is going on, man? We have now seen it. We have now seen the PlayStation 5. Let's discuss.
Yes. So first thing first, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. Make sure to follow us, post a review. It will help us out to climb the top of the charts. And if you would like to also contact us to be part of fan mail, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're back in Paris. We have to talk about PlayStation 5. So we got to see a lot of games, and we finally got to see the console. I think we should start with the console first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I do think that that is where we should jump in immediately. So we've finally seen the actual hardware for the PlayStation 5. And it was surprising for a couple of reasons, in my opinion. The design, not what I expected. And the fact we're getting two different versions of it. We're going to have one that includes a 4K Blu-ray drive and one without. So there is an all digital version of the PlayStation 5. It's white, all white with black, black highlights on it. Very similar to the DualSense controller. And it kind of reminds me of an Xbox 360. Obviously, like a modern designed Xbox 360. But what do you think?
I don't like the one with the disc. I think the digital version is a more better looking version, in my opinion, than the other one. It looks very interesting. I wouldn't compare it to the 360 though. I don't see it like that at all. But I do like the controller. I mean, I've been saying that for months. Love the controller. I know they also show a remote headset and also the camera for the console. So. Yeah, I mean, price is going to be interesting for this one. I personally think it's going to be $399 and $499. What do you think about
that? No, I think you're wrong on that. I don't think it's $399. Yeah. I think, well, I shouldn't say you're wrong because what the frick do I know? But no, I don't think the all digital version, even that makes it to $399. I think that might be their $450 option. And I think this other one is going to be more expensive. I think it goes into the fives, and I think this is their compromise to be able to try and lower the cost as much as possible. I mean, that's pretty much it. Other than that, why make two versions of this? Why make an all digital version unless you were concerned about the price? So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, clearly we knew they weren't going to talk about the price here at this reveal. This reveal was more about showcasing some of the games that we can expect. And then, like I said, you just get a peek. You get to see what it looks like. They're going to have a camera, not with it, but accessories. There's a camera accessory that you can purchase separately. That 3D audio headset, and it looks to be wireless, is also another accessory. The interesting thing though, can this thing lay horizontal or is it only vertical?
It doesn't look like though.
Because is that I'm assuming you have to, because most entertainment centers don't support the vertical design, right? So you would think you could lay this thing flat, which also brings up, how is this thing being cooled? Because we know the technical specs of it, right? This thing's a freaking monster. PlayStation 5 is a monster. Let's not get that twisted at all. So I'm very curious about the cooling solution they're going to have, because even with the PlayStation 4 Pro right now, the thing's a freaking jet engine once it gets going. So I just wonder how quiet it's going to be, how they're going to keep this thing cool. We know we heard rumors in the past about it having overheat issues. So I'm not saying that's going to be an issue, but Yeah, I there's definitely more questions I have coming out of this than I did going in, for sure, after we finally got to see the hardware.
Yeah, I'm looking at the console. You want to show the console here on the Twitch stream, Paris?
I really wish you wouldn't have done that, because I'm not set up to do that at all right now. So okay,
that's fine. Yeah, I'll edit.
You always do this.
I'll edit. No, because I really want to discuss this, because this is like a very weird design for me, man. You know, so, but I think that part where you're saying about how the console is going to, like, the cooling part, isn't it that on top? It looks like it's a fan on top of the console.
I mean, it very well could be. Very well could be.
Because they even showed it, too, during the, like, when they showed the video of it. I'm looking at other images, like, really close. Yeah, there's parts where it looks like there's, like the fan is on top. It looks like it. Oh, well. You know what, Paris? I think you can design it differently here. Like, you could put it laying down now. There's another image like that.
Yeah. Okay.
It looks better standing up, though.
Yeah, which is most likely why they're showing that way. Like I said, there was no way it couldn't lay horizontal. They had to be able to do that.
Yeah, yeah. But they're showing the one with the disc. Again, I don't like that design. It looks, I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan.
And again, we're recording this literally right after the live reaction, so just so people know that are listening to this now. It's interesting. Like I said, I don't hate it. I'm not like, oh my God, super in love with it either. Yeah, I actually found a picture on Twitter now. Let me transition this over so people in the chat can see what we are talking about. So that's it right there. That's the PlayStation 5. That's it laying horizontal. It does look like almost like there's a stand that you're putting on it, because you see like that circle on the bottom of it. So maybe the stand can go from the bottom of it. You can put it on the side or something. That's how you lay it horizontal, I guess. But like I said, to me, it just reminds me of a modern Xbox 360. It has that concave look to it, you know?
Yeah.
We're looking at the one with the disc. We're not looking at the all digital one. So
this one, the disc, it has the 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray support.
Yeah,
I know you got excited when they mentioned that.
Yep.
Do you even buy this though?
No, it's just nice to have. It's nice to have. Like you know, the Xbox One X and you know has it. It's just nice to have. I have a few 4K Blu-rays laying around, so it's just nice to have.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anything else from the design that you were like, hey, you know what? It's pretty cool.
I mean, it is what it is. Honestly, I don't really care how a hardware looks. I care more about how it performs, because again, this is going under my TV. The fact that it can lay horizontal, I know it can fit under my television, so it's fine. Whatever. I'm really more interested. And like I said, there's going to be a lot more questions about the hardware, and just obviously the pricing is going to be fascinating to see now that we see that there's two different SKUs of it. I'm really more interested in the games, and I guess I'll just jump right into it. And we can hop around. We don't have to go in order of what we saw. But the things impressed me, obviously, Miles Morales. I saw the Miles Morales thing. It's got me super excited. So basically not a true Spider-Man 2. It almost looks like this is a continuation of what we got from the first Spider-Man game. Maybe this was originally going to be on PlayStation 4, and they were obviously holding it to launch for PlayStation 5. I'm cool with it. I'm down with that. Ratchet & Clank just looks freaking phenomenal. That was the closest I've seen in a video game to realizing what Pixar has done the past 25 years in their movies. It looked that good. That truly was taking advantage of next generation hardware for sure. So I was very excited for Ratchet and Clank. So obviously both of those are coming from Insomniac. So kudos to that studio. I mean, that had me excited at the beginning. I'm like, I need to pre-order PlayStation 5. I got to get it. But looks like we're getting Spider-Man at launch, but Ratchet TBD. There was no date. Didn't even say 2021. So we don't know.
I want to say about that, like the that, let me see, yeah, I mentioned this earlier too about Spider-Man. That game, you could tell like that was for the PlayStation 4, and Sony was probably like, hey, let's put that for the PlayStation 5, get excited, people actually will buy the game. It most likely might be the same map, is just with a new character instead of the previous one from the previous game. But yeah, I think it's going to be good, man. That's going to be good. It wasn't like a wow moment. It was more of like, oh, I'm excited. This is going to be dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I think I was more hype and excited with Ratchet and Clank, like the way how it looked, the way how you performed, gameplay. There was like a lot of stuff going on in the background, a lot of enemies, a lot of explosions. It was It was awesome.
Yeah, and being able to hop through realities and just the seamless way that you were able to do it. And I mean, it was impressive, which, again, one thing I guess we'll just jump into now, we saw actual gameplay from Ratchet and Clank, and that's what made it very impressive to me. So I'll just say this now. One thing that we knocked Xbox for back in May was the lack of gameplay. I feel like, yes, we got Ratchet and Clank. That was amazing to see actual gameplay from that. Really wish we would have saw more gameplay from some of these other games that we saw versus the sizzle reel kind of stuff. The other thing, obviously, that was impressive to me is we got Aloy. We got Horizon Zero, not Horizon Zero. We got Horizon Forbidden West.
Forbidden West.
Right. So they're dropping the Zero out of that. So now we're just fully on into her story. Obviously, no date on that. We don't know when that's coming. But I mean, you know, those environments look super impressive. The story looked interesting to me that we're continuing on from what we had with Horizon Zero Dawn and Frozen Wild. So I'm excited about those three games. There's other ones we can get into as well. But I kind of want to say this at the top.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough we saw that's coming in the quote unquote launch window that has me to say, I need to go run out and go pre-order a PlayStation 5. I don't think Spider-Man is enough for me to want to go get a PlayStation 5 at launch. Again, pending price, but I don't think that alone is going to be enough. And we don't even know if that's a full game. Could it just be a $40 basically continuation from what we got from Spider-Man? I don't know. I mean, we obviously need more information about it, but I'm glad that it's Miles Morales. Hitman 3 was something that is coming in the quote unquote launch window because that was January 2021. Sackboy was something else that looked like a very Mario-esque type platformer, you know, obviously in the Little Big Planet vein. That looked interesting to me. That looked fun. That looked like something I'd want to check out. Again, no date on that. I didn't write down the name on this one, but the game that came from the two brothers, and it had kind of an Asian flair to it. And that almost reminded me of like a Legend of Zelda type of game. And I do apologize for not having the name.
Kena?
Maybe that was. Again, I didn't write the name down. Yeah. Kena.
That game looks Kena. Yeah.
So
beautiful game.
That looks interesting to me. Again, not coming at launch. So I saw things. And then the one that we were joking around saying it looked like it was a cross between like an Alan Wake and an Alien and other stuff, you know, the girl, the time loop thing with the girl, she kept dying. And then every time she would go back in, I didn't write down the name of that game either. Maybe someone in the chat will help us out with that. I'll mention in a second if they do, but that looks interesting to me too. That's definitely something I would like to check out, but again, no date on that. And then we got the one from Arkane Studios, you know, Bethesda's publishing that. Let me pull up the name on that one really quick. Deathloop. That's another one that looks good to me. Returnal is the first game.
Returnal.
Thank you. Those look interesting to me, but they're not coming at launch. They're not in the launch window. They're not something, oh my God, run out and go buy a PlayStation this holiday kind of excitement. So I don't know. And I'm talking a lot. What do you think about all this?
You forgot to mention Resident Evil. The new Resident
I didn't forget to mention anything. I mentioned what I wanted to mention.
Hey, okay.
Because Resident Evil doesn't interest me. I've never been a Resident Evil fan.
What about Demon's Souls?
Yeah, I mean, for the hardcore audience, for sure. They're going to want to jump on that. That looked interesting as well. But again, not a game for me, but I get it.
I'm disappointed that Ratchet game is not coming out for launch. I think that would have been the game. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm getting it.
Yeah.
I'm getting it. Now, I'm excited about Spider-Man, but I could wait until next year to buy it.
Now,
I'm not going to rush.
Yeah. You know? And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Ghostwire Tokyo was another one that looked interesting to me, like something I'd want to pick up. And then, of course, we had Gran Turismo 7, so it wasn't a shock for that. But we know that's not coming anytime soon. Just going through in a few of the other words, that Village, like you said, the Village Resident Evil game, like I said, not for me, but I get people will get excited about that. There was, you know, for the kids, Bugs, what was it called? Bugs Knacks. I think that's what it was called. I was joking around and calling that a sequel to Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs or something. That's what it looked like to me. But again, it's for the kids. So I get it. And there was also the one that kind of looked like Rocket League. What was the name of that one?
Oh my God! You were like, you were like, it's a hard pass for you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but again, not for me. But there will be an audience for stuff like that. So it has
that Twisted Metal type vibe.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you had,
yeah.
And then you had Jet, which was from Super Brothers. who had made, you know, they made that really good mobile game. That looked interesting to me as well. Mm-hmm. But again, mm-hmm. not coming anytime soon. So I'm not disappointed with this reveal, but at the same time, I'm not like jumping up and down super excited about it because there isn't anything short term to get me excited about except Miles Morales. I mean, really, that's it. That's the only thing that I could play in 2020 that I'm like, yep, I want to play that on PlayStation 5. So yeah, again, your thoughts on that.
Isn't it the same formula from this generation? Every time we go to E3, they'll show a game and no dates.
No, yeah, it is. It is. But like I said, even before we came into this, I wanted to know what the launch window looked like. I know there will be amazing games that will take advantage of this hardware a couple years down the road. That's just been the case forever. That's just how it works. And a lot of what we saw is down the road. Like, we don't even know if Ratchet and Clank or Horizon Zero Dawn are next year. We don't know. Yeah, maybe they're 2022. We don't know. So there's still a lot more questions to be asked coming out of this reveal. And again, I want to be clear because I'm not trying to sound like I'm hating on it, because I'm not. I'm just being realistic about it from my own personal, you know, gaming and purchasing tastes. I know, as if you're telling me I got to go spend $450, $500 this holiday, the question I would say back to you is why? What is the incentive for me to go do that? Spider-Man ain't enough. And we don't even know if this is a full Spider-Man game. I wanted more at launch. And, you know, I know third party's going to fill stuff like that. And I get that. But I wanted to see more directly from PlayStation to make me say, all right, these are games I want to go play at launch. And again, I'm trust me, I'm really trying to keep Xbox out of this because it has nothing to do with Xbox. I'm looking at this squarely as PlayStation. What is PlayStation doing to earn my money? Again, it's not terrible because, holy shit, I see the long term. You'll have to beep that out. I'm sorry. But I see the long term.
It's all good.
I see the long term potential of, again, Ratchet, Horizon Zero Dawn. We know God of War and all that stuff will come down the road. But in the short term, I didn't see enough. And I guess that's kind of what I'm saying.
I mean, at the moment, we got excited because we got to see, you know, yeah, Spider-Man.
But it started off great.
Not good.
But it was a phenomenal start to the reveal. The middle of it, honestly, got a little boring. They kind of picked it back up at the end. That's pretty much what this reveal was for me.
I mean, production was up there. Like, editing, you know me, Paris. I've always been saying about how PlayStation is going to present this, you know? And I think they did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Just the messaging about the console, the games is coming, even though the majority of them was like with no dates. You know, like the four games that got my attention, Spider-Man, Kena, Ratchet & Clank, mm-hmm. Horizon Forbidden West, and I mean, the other one too that we mentioned, I forgot the name, top of the head, can't remember. Anyways.
Yeah.
Those are the games that got my attention big time, you know what I'm saying? But it's not like I'm not going to go out there and pre-order the system. Like, if they announce the price right now, pre-order it, I could just wait until next year. Plus, NBA 2K, I know we didn't mention that. Like, what was the purpose of just showing that?
that didn't show us anything. And let's be clear
and the
here.
Other game.
But let's be clear on something here, because I want to be crystal clear, because I'm not trying to make this, oh my God, I hated any of this. The smaller AA titles they showed looked great. I'm not hating on any of the games that they showed. I'm more, if there's any disappointment for me, is I can't get my hands on them this year. That's kind of the thing that I'm saying. I wanted more things to say 2020 on them, or January or February 2021, versus nothing. Right. So I'm like, okay, what am I actually playing? But the stuff looked impressive. The games we saw looked impressive. I want to be clear. The only one, honestly, that to me, I was like, is Godfall. It's not for me.
That's the one with the hip-hop track?
Yeah.
The one you were like,
I said, if you got to lay a hip-hop track down to try and pique my interest, that tells me the game's not that great. But that's just me.
And you know what's surprising too? That Gran Turismo is not a launch game.
No, that's not a shock at all. But that's not a shock at all.
It should have been a launch game. A game like that?
No. But it's never been for PlayStation. You're thinking of Forza with Xbox. They do that.
I'm trying not to compare.
I'm just saying as a comparison. Xbox, traditionally, you see a Forza at launch. PlayStation has never had a Gran Turismo at launch. So I'm not surprised by that.
Oh, what about the beginning? They mentioned about Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, to come into that. Yeah, that's great to see. That's nice to see that they're going to basically make an enhanced version of Grand Theft Auto 5 for PlayStation 5. Grand Theft Auto Online will be free to all PlayStation Plus owners. They're going to give you, what was it, $1 million a month or something crazy like that, it said. So that's good. Yeah. And, dude, that game is just, it's like a cockroach. It's never going to die. It's literally going into the next generation. It's never going to die.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was a good move. That was pretty smart from them to do it. Yeah. I mean, besides that, like, I don't know, man. Like, I thought, based on the interviews that the execs were saying about the stuff that they learned from this generation, I remember the execs, I can't remember who it was, but one of them said they're going to stop showing games that is not ready. They showed the majority of these games that they showed was no date.
Yeah, they're not coming. They're not coming anytime soon.
Like Ratchet and Clank, you said, Paris, it might not come out next year. It could be 2022.
I really thought that was a launch game. And again, this is why. I mean, let's put it this way. If Spider-Man, and I know they're both from Insomniac, but if Spider-Man and Ratchet were at launch, I could see me getting one this year. I really could. But I don't think Spider-Man alone is enough. And I'm talking to me personally. I understand a lot of people, there will be some amazing third-party titles that come out this holiday. And if PlayStation is your console of choice, then yes, absolutely, go get a PlayStation 5. Me personally, those same third-party games, I'm playing them on my PC. So that would be the difference for me. But I understand. So I needed to see more exclusive things that I could only play on PlayStation now to get me excited. And again, I will get a PlayStation 5. It will happen. I just don't know if it happens this year, if Spider-Man is really my only incentive to do so. I was really hoping to have Ratchet or obviously Horizon Zero Dawn. It would have just been a no-brainer, right? So
yeah. I don't know. I think people that are that just love PlayStation, I think they're going to be excited. I mean, look, man, Sony always come back with a lot of great games later that comes out throughout, you know, later down the road. But like the one of the things that we mentioned too on our stream, Paris, is that there's no rules this summer, man. Sony could still show,
and they will,
these games that are gonna be releasing on launch, like on launch day.
Yeah.
We might see that July, August. Like they still have time, you know. You can't be not disappointed. You know what I'm trying to say? Like there's still time.
Yeah,
they could change it up.
That's what I mean. We're literally giving you our raw, I just finished watching it, you know, thoughts. You know, so I haven't had a lot of time to just sit back and really think about this. So that's why I'm trying to be upfront and say that, hey, here's what I liked, here's what I didn't like. But overall, yes, dude, PlayStation is gonna be fine. Their games is gonna be fine. It's just very clear a lot of things aren't ready for 2020. That's kind of the take that I'm getting from this. Yes, the hardware will be out this year. There'll be a couple PlayStation-only games that come out this year. They're going to rely heavily on AA and third-party stuff. And then as we get into 2021 and beyond, that's when we're really going to start to see the strength of that exclusive library that comes from PlayStation. That's pretty much it. I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's just it is what it is. You know?
I'll tell you one thing I don't like. I'm not a fan of having that built-in mic on that controller.
Yeah, I don't get the purpose of that.
I don't like that because there's going to be people that just going to have that mic on. When you go to like a random game, you can hear background noise of people walking, screaming. And you know what I'm trying to say?
Hopefully it's not on by default. I don't like that. Because, yeah, that would be a nightmare if it is. But again, we don't know. We don't know yet. So we'll see. So I'm going to try to not speculate too much on that.
The reason why I'm saying that, because I had that experience with the Wii U. In some games, I'll play and you hear like a lot of people in the background, like they forgot that there's a mic built in on the controller. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's why I mentioned that.
And then, you know, there was the Oddworld game.
That was really good. Yeah.
Oddworld game. Cool. That looked interesting, this year.
No launch, no thing.
And I hate to keep saying that, but that's what I wanted things to make me go, oh my God, I'm going to play that this year. But they weren't there. But, you know, hey, it's.
Now, if you, Paris, you're the exec at Sony, PlayStation, right? What will be the three games that you have launch day, like here, day one, out of all the games that we got to see? It has to be mixed. It can't be the same type of genre. You know what I'm trying to say? But
what would I do? Like, of the games that we saw, which ones would I have at launch?
Yes.
Oh, well, again, if no rules, Horizon Zero Dawn 2 easily would be at launch. I would have Ratchet and Clank. I wouldn't have Spider-Man. Honestly, I would have those two. But let's just say I'll take Ratchet out. So I'll say Horizon Zero Dawn 2. I'll say Spider-Man. I'll say that Returnal game, right? I'd have something like that. I'd have Ghostwire Tokyo. I would have the Bug Racks, however you say that, kids game, you know?
Yeah.
I would have Gran Turismo 7, but you said what, three games? Is that what you told me?
Yeah, you mentioned way more.
Yeah, I mentioned way more than that. Okay. Yeah, so three games. Yeah. Horizon Zero Dawn, Spider-Man, and Gran Turismo. That's what I would have at launch. Okay. That would be me.
Now, for me, I will not have Horizon Zero Dawn on launch day. I will have that launch window, like maybe spring.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will be good. Mm-hmm. But have Spider-Man, Wrench and Clank, and Gran Turismo. Have a little mix there, you know what I'm saying? But launch window, I think spring, Horizon Forbidden West.
And that's fine. That's fine. And that probably makes more sense, because if you put Horizon into the spring window, that's going to give people more time to actually pick up a PlayStation 5 to go play it. So yeah, I mean, even taking that, you know what? I'll take out Horizon. I'll put the bug game in there for the kids. How about that? There you go.
There you go. Paris for the kids.
Yeah, I'm for the kids. Wu-Tang for the kids. Yep.
Yeah, man. So what would you grade?
Oh, wait. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. We're forgetting, and I didn't write the name down on it, because all I've been saying on Twitter, I just call it the freaking cat game. The cat game. See?
The cat game.
That game with the cat at the beginning. I didn't write the name down. Stray. Stray. It's called Stray. Stray. Oh, yes. Stray. Okay. See? I'm down with that too. But again, it ain't coming this year.
Yeah. Oh, the little Big Planet game.
Well, yeah, I said that already. Sackboy game. Yep.
Yeah, I think Sackboy. I think I could put that as a good launch title.
Yeah, that would, well, again, that would be a good launch title as well. I mean, but it's not.
I feel like they showed a lot of platforms, like too much, in my opinion, for this presentation. I think if Sony is going to have different live streams from now to August, man, save a couple of those for July and August, not an hour. I feel like it was like fillers. That's how I felt.
Now, I'm going to say this.
Not bad. Not a bad game, but.
Now, I'm going to say this just because this is how I truly feel, because I saw someone say something in the chat room and it's true. I'm playing Cyberpunk this holiday anyway, so I really don't care, you know, about any of this. But that's why when we get to the end of a generation, as we transition into a new generation, the best games you play are still going to be the previous generation games, is kind of the point that I'm making. You know, we'll see what Xbox shows in July. We know Halo's coming. We'll see what else they have to show. But this, to me, again, reinforces that. Look, what are the best PlayStation games you're going to play the end of this year? They aren't PlayStation 5 games. It's going to be Last of Us 2. It's going to be the Ghost of Tsushima, right? So, you know, you can throw Spider-Man in there if you want. But that's kind of the point. It's still going to be the last generation games that are going to be the best. And it's still going to take a year to 2 years before you truly start to see these next generation experiences on these consoles. That's just how it's always worked, and it's very clear that's how it's going to work here with the PlayStation 5, and we'll see with Xbox. But with PlayStation, I mean, the games that we're truly anticipating on PlayStation 5 are not this year. I hope we see at least one of them holiday 2021. We'll probably have to wait until 2022 to get the rest of them.
And you know what, and I'm glad that we didn't mention a lot of like Xbox, like that was not the whole point of this. Like, this was a Sony event. I want to focus on that, and I think we did a pretty good job with that, Paris. I just want to say that real quick. So anything else, Paris,
before we wrap it up? And again, like I was saying, I'm glad we got to see it. Now we've seen it. Now we've seen games. So now we can stop guessing, and we can actually, you know, as the weeks go by, we can start breaking this stuff down, and we'll get more information about PlayStation, and we'll see what their strategy is going to be. To me, it looks like more of a long play with them, and not the short term. All right, we just got to come out of the gates, you know, smoking. They're going to say, hey, we're PlayStation. You trust us. You can get the hardware this year if you want. or you can wait until next year when more of our games start to come out. It really, a lot of it is going to depend on third party, where you want to play your third party games. If you want to play your third party games on PlayStation, yep, go get a PlayStation 5. If you're not relying on PlayStation for your third party games, you might want to wait. That's just kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, man. And I want to say thanks to everybody that been joining us throughout the stream. We had like, what, over 200? Right? Over 200 people that joined us?
Yeah, at one point.
Mm-hmm. At one point. So that's really cool. Really cool to see, man. And we're going to have more of these. And for those that are listening to the podcast, we're going to have a live stream for Cyberpunk 2077. We're going to go and watch that at Paris YouTube channel. Just look up Paris Lily on YouTube and make sure to subscribe because it's going to be there. And we're going to have other events on Twitch also, like the Xbox event in July. And so on. So maybe Ubisoft and EA in the future too, right? So anything else?
I want to, since we haven't done an episode in a little bit, so it's been a crazy week for me personally. So I want to give a shout out over to Greg Miller and Kind of Funny. Last week, I was a co-host of Kind of Funny Daily. This week, I want to give a shout out over to Ryan McCaffrey over at IGN. I was a co-host with him for Podcast Unlocked. And I want to give a shout out to the good folks over at Rooster Teeth and the Funhouse crew, because I also was a guest on Dude Soup this week. And we just talking video games. I've talked a lot about Destiny 2. Obviously, Destiny 2 had their reveal this week, so there was a lot of talk of that. Like you said, Night City Wire is happening on June 25th. I'll be streaming that live reactions over on my YouTube channel. And I just appreciate all the support that people have been putting out there over the past couple of weeks. It definitely means a lot. And it's been a good thing to see. We just got to keep that momentum going. And I don't want to out who yet, but I will. I'm also getting the Cyberpunk 2077 Xbox One X. And when I get that, I'll have an unboxing vid and I have a story behind it when it happens. And I'll talk about that at that time. So again, everyone, appreciate just all the love and support, and some more fun stuff is coming.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. No, I'm proud of you, man. It was cool seeing you everywhere, and I watch every single video. There you go, Paris.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yes. It's been crazy.
Cool, man. So we're gonna wrap it up here. Head over to gamertagradio.com. Listen to our past episodes. Actually, today, before I mention the websites and everything, today would have been the last day of E3 2020. Most likely, Paris probably will show up today to watch Cyberpunk 2077 at E3 at the last day.
You know, I would have did that again. I would have done that again. I would have purposely scheduled my appointment for the very last one on the last day. I would have done that again.
And most likely I would have recorded a video for that event. So no, but shout out to CD Projekt Red. I posted a video online on Twitter, so make sure to check it out if you haven't seen it. So and that's it. If fan mail, we have a lot of voice messages that people have been sending and emails. So we're going to play that on the next episode. You can watch us live on Sunday at 9:30 a.m. twitch.tv/gamertagradio. And that's about it. So we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching and also listening to Gamertag Radio. Until next time, this is Danny in Paris. We're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.